looms like a bird of doom as he shifts and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Scaredy Cats. I'm one of your...
Hello!
I'm Daniel Hummer here with Mindy.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. I'm really excited for this new episode that we got going on. Everybody, just before Daniel does the plugs, we do have our Facebook group. A lot of people have been adding my private page, which is great, but if you guys could go on Scaredy Cats Podcast on Facebook and like that would help us out so much more. That would be wonderful. I also try and post TikToks several times a day that have to do with horror stuff. Sometimes I slack, but normally I've been on top of it. We also have a Twitter, and on my personal Facebook account, I'm also going to be sending them to Daniel. And on the Scaredy Cats podcast account, I have started to put up our episodes for you guys. So all you guys got to do is click the link, and it takes you right to the episode.
Right to it.
Yeah, right to it. The episode's right on there, and you click on it, and it goes right to one of our streaming sites that's called Listen Notes, and they will let you listen for free.
Oh, yeah. So make sure to do that. Keep following us. We're going to keep giving content, and we'd love to get more people involved, take some questions in the future, and keep bringing more of the horror stuff you guys love. So keep joining and keep looking for us on Facebook and TikTok.
Absolutely. And as far as TikTok goes, my friends, everybody really wants to do the whole watch a movie with Mindy thing. But here's the thing. We can't do that until the Scaredy Cats podcast gets 1,000 followers. Right now, we're almost in the 50s. So I believe we're at 47. So we got to keep that up. We got to keep that going. Share with your friends, grandma, all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Maybe your grandfather, maybe your dad, you don't know. So, all right, Daniel, go ahead with the plugs.
Make sure to check out the Dirt Sheet Dudes Boxing Smart every Wednesday and Saturday after AEW on Wednesday for their main wrestling show, and then on Saturday for the Hollywood Hangout where they talk about some movies. Make sure to check us out Friday, 6:30, for the hottest wrestling podcast, Unscripted Wrestling. We just had a banger of an episode on the WrestleMania tier list, and we did take some questions. Make sure to check us out in the Old School Wrestling group. It's that we're getting more people that want to contribute, and that's great. We're having a good time there. Make sure to check out Unscripted Unlimited on Saturdays, and for our second show, where we do kind of a bonus episode, just whatever we're into this week or what we want to talk about. We just did our UFC champion tier list. That was a lot of fun. Next week, we're going to be talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I wonder who pitched that one. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk about the legacy.
Now, which one are you – I don't want to interrupt, but what are you guys doing with that? Are you doing a whole retrospective of the entire series? Are you guys picking out one of the cartoons, one of the movies?
It's the legacy of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Literally everything to do with it. It's going to be a nice big episode.
So it's
going to
be a retrospective.
Retrospective. The legacy of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, video games, cartoons, movies, all the way back to what they originally were, the comics.
So the universe, basically.
Yeah. We're going to get into all of that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that.
Yeah, they know. They know. It's going to be a good time, and I can't wait to do it. We also check out our homie Elite Diplodoc on YouTube, our buddy Sean. He's been killing it with the gameplay, doing a couple of battle royale stuff. I've been checking him out, and he does GTA and other games too. That dude's a savage, and he's fun to watch. So make sure to check him out.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get into it, Mindy. Hellfest.
All right, so I'm going to come right out and say it, guys.
Yeah.
I really did not like this movie. I tried. When I first watched it with Daniel, Daniel's chuckling, because when I first watched it with Daniel, I hated it. I was not pleased. I was so mad at him for making me watch it. And it's got nothing to do with being gross or gory or torture porn or anything like that. We'll get to that in a second. But because Daniel wanted to do this again, I've watched it about maybe two or three more times. And God, what an awful movie.
I'm
going to go ahead and let Daniel take the reins here before I shit on it.
What I want to do here first for the viewers, and I want to start because I have realized that this show, for many people, and people love listening to it, seeing what we have to say about the kills and stuff, but we do spoil a lot of shit. We go into spoiler alert should be on every show. Before we really get into it, I want to give a non-spoiler review for the people who haven't seen this yet. It came out a couple years ago, so it's not a brand new movie, but if you want to go back and watch it, what did you think of this movie as a whole, and would you recommend it, Mindy, in a non-spoiler way? And then we'll get into some
news. I love the opening, I will have to say. It lost me about 20 minutes in. Unfortunately, things could have been done a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
But without spoiling it, I would not really recommend this to somebody that loves horror. I would recommend it to somebody that's beginning to start horror.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a newbie.
No, I would almost agree with that. I would say, in a non-spoiler way, this is probably one of the best concepts I've seen in a movie, and unfortunately kind of underutilized and not completely fully realized to its full potential. But is it worth a watch? Would I recommend it? If you're interested in the concept, give it a watch. Maybe try it. But is it the best movie of all time? Will it blow your socks off? Probably not. It's one you can skip if you want. But if you're really into this stuff and you love horror movies and you want to see the cool concept of a horror theme park and shit going wrong, give it a shot.
And also, I'd like to add on to that. There's not a bad actor and actress list on here. One of their favorite actresses is actually from Scream, the TV series, that Bex Taylor, who played Aubrey, she's in that. And then there's just a couple of other ones. I will have to say, they had some strong actors in there.
Yeah, very, very true. Now that we gave that, if you haven't seen the movie and you don't want it spoiled, I would leave now and come back. If you've seen it and you just want to see our honest opinions of what we think of all the kills and the cool shit and the plot, you stay and have a good time with us. But before we really get into the movie, let's go to some news items from because I know you got a couple things that are going on in horror this week and some crazy developments. Why don't you get into those, Mindy?
All right, so guys, I have no idea what's actually going on per se, so don't hold me to this. But I did just find out this week that Scream 6 has officially entered pre-production. And for everyone that doesn't know what that means that they're starting to cast, they're starting to write, and they're starting to do some creative stuff and special effects and figure out how everything's going to go. It will be done by the same directors and the same production team, thank God, because I think they did an amazing job.
Yeah.
I do know that Neve Campbell and Courtney Cox will be in it. I do believe that it's going to be a passing of the torch, which I'm probably going to cry because someone's going to die. And, yeah, I am not sure if the two sisters are being brought back, but I have heard through the grapevine that the twins are coming. So I'm guessing if they're going to use Randy's niece and nephew, that they're probably going to use the sisters. It seems to me that it's going to be one of those things that go like full circle, you know?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm just listening to you. But I can't wait.
Yes,
I think this is awesome.
I can't wait either.
I hope they bring back the other two girls because they were fantastic, the sisters, Tara and Sam. I think they did a great job. I think you should bring back the Meeks kids as well. Everyone that lived, you know, let's just keep going on this story and see what happens.
It seems to me, like I said, guys, don't hold me to it, but it seems to me that that's the route that they're going. They're going to finish it once and for all. I mean, it's not going to be once and for all because there's going to be like two or three more movies, but it's going to be a once and for all for Sydney and Gale. It's going to be their ending. I do know that. So that'll be interesting to see if they walk away or if they get hurt.
Yeah.
So another one is Jeepers Creepers. We've talked about this on the show. And the fourth one is coming. I promise you guys, the fourth one is not going to be as bad as the third. It's a new director. It's a new production team. It's a new creative team. It's supposed to be 1,000 times better. I've seen the teaser for it. It does not look bad. I actually have a tiny bit of faith in it. Just a little bit. So we'll see how that goes. Also, we don't really plug other people's YouTubes and channels and stuff on here unless we really know you. But I feel like this does need to be said. Everyone knows that I absolutely adored the sci-fi Chucky series. And I was very happy to find out that there will be a season two. I personally loved it. It was so good in my opinion. Sci-fi in USA did an amazing job. Well, because of this, Alex Vincent, who plays Andy Barkley, which everyone knows who that is, and then Christina Lease teamed up with him. And for those who don't know Christina Lease, because she's in and out, she's not really that mean of a character. She is Andy's foster sister. Because at the end of the first Child's Play, when he went into Child's Play 2, he went into the foster system. And he ended up being fostered by a man, a woman, and a young lady named Kyle, played by Christina Lease. And her and Kyle just kicked it off. Like, they've been best friends for, like, 34 years.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, yeah. So, and it's really, really cool, guys. What they do is they break it up into two episodes. Each episode is an hour long. But what they do is they'll do, like, episode part one. And what they'll do first is they'll talk amongst themselves a tiny bit. And then they'll go on to an interview with two of the characters at a time. And then the second part is those two actually watching the show and giving you Easter eggs and giving you information and stuff that you wouldn't normally get. So it's pretty cool. It's called Chucky Talks. It's on YouTube. It's really good, honestly. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So other than that, guys, I really don't have much. I've been trying, unfortunately, but I do have one thing, though, that Daniel's going to be really happy about. Friday the 13th finally has a screenwriter.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So we finally have a script because, like I said before, earlier on the show, maybe like a month or two ago, that the lawsuit was terminated and Jason was allowed to be utilized by anybody. Well, turns out that Blumhouse is going to be taking the reins and they will be doing a new Jason. So I'm interested to see what happens. I'm interested to see if it actually does happen, because right now they just have a screenwriter.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I think of all the new horror reboots that have came out, I've been itching for Jason. So
I would be happy to see Jason for one reason and one reason only, because of the kills. Because everyone is coming back as like a big, huge monster. And when I think of big, huge monster, I do think of Jason.
Oh, absolutely. He's the ultimate monster. And nowadays, with the cool aesthetic, and we saw it a little bit in 2009, but technology's even come even close, or it's come even better than what it was then. Seeing Camp Crystal Lake in a new atmosphere, like with a really good, like a James Wan director or somebody that really knows their horror, like that could be a really good movie or series or whatever.
Absolutely.
So, There's a lot of potential. Yeah.
Absolutely. It has the potential to be an amazing film. And I kind of really hope that it goes down the road that Scream went down and they end up having fans help. Because I really think that that's what helped Scream, is that it was done by fans.
Yeah.
Of the genre. You can tell. It kind of like seeped through it. You could tell that they knew their shit.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So, but that's all the news I have.
All right, well, let's talk about this movie in more in depth, son. Hellfest, for you.
All right, go ahead, guys.
Come back on. For those of you that don't know, it's basically like, if you go to a Six Flags, like a Scream Fest, or like there, a lot of theme parks do this to where for Halloween or around that time of the year, that they'll do a scary theme park attraction, like the whole thing. And there's ghosts and zombies around, and you know, serial killers, and everyone, you know, they're there to get scared. There's haunted houses and cool rides. So this kind of takes that, but then there's a psychopath in there that's actually killing people. Which is a hell of an idea, Mindy. What do you think about the idea as a whole, not talking about the movie?
Honestly, I think the fact that they separated, like, kind of kiddie horror from in-your-face horror, I like that transition, because not everybody likes the whole grabbing at you and being scared senseless. Some of them, especially that have kids and everything, they're just there to have a good time and maybe get like a boo or something. They're not trying to be touched and kidnapped and everything else.
Absolutely.
So I will have to say, I love that. I really like that concept, separating the scary from the creepy, basically.
I thought it was a good concept as a whole. I thought just bringing a bunch of kids together and trying to slash them off, it's just the utilization. The utilization did not go to plan, especially because you're in a climate and a landscape to where you can make anything happen. You can literally do whatever you want. You can kill people however you want. And they teased it a little bit, like with Audrey, and like they were going to chop her head off, but they never did. She ends up just dying by a stab. and a couple people get stabbed at like the same time. Like, it's just it's horrifying what this movie kind of does. That it's like it fucks with you. Like, it's like there's so much cool shit to be, and us like another show like with wrestling, a lot of people fantasy book how they could do it differently. I try to do it with horror movies, but this is like I could make a way better movie out of this.
Yeah, it's just for me. I gotta agree with Daniel here, guys. There just wasn't really any good execution, unfortunately. Like there, like when he was trying to say about Audrey, like he had her. She was in a guillotine and she was strapped down. And then he just stabs her. Use your environment. Like, you're obviously there for a reason. I don't know why, but you're there for a reason. Why are you just stabbing people? Use your environment. That's the only thing I got to say about this guy. And that's one of the only reasons I really dislike this movie, guys. It's because every time you thought it was going to be an amazing kill, they just got stabbed or shot.
Yeah, and that's the only, like, poor part.
It could have been amazing, but unfortunately, the killing executions weren't that good. They're pretty bad.
No, the execution is the only fault of this movie. And it made a little money. It's a $5 million budget. It made 18. It's not a fucking over, like a huge success, but it didn't like totally fail. I mean, reviews weren't that great for this. I mean, for good reason. I think it's just a hell of a – it's kind of like the first Purge. It's a great concept that just doesn't get utilized.
And also, though, I would like to put this in. I'm sorry. You got to remember, the woman that played Audrey, she was just coming out of Scream. She had a fire lit under her ass. So a lot of people that went to see this film went to see it because they were like, oh, my God, she's in it. And some movies that do fail do have a high box office count just because of the fact that somebody that they like is in it. So, go ahead. Sorry.
I think one of the best parts of this movie is the dialogue. All the kids are believable kids. I don't think, like, Audrey just seems like a sex-crazed whore. Like I've known chicks like Audrey. I've known chicks like the main star and, like, the boyfriend that's trying to be a good guy and make her feel comfortable. They all come across very real, and which is hard to do in these movies. And a lot of them seems fake and just, like, stereotypes of kids. All these teenage kids seem like how they should act in real life and how they would act. I will say that's a plus side of this movie. The dialogue didn't bore me too much. I thought that came across very believable.
Exactly. That's what I said in the beginning. Like, the actors, they actually did a really good job.
Yeah. With what they were given, they tried their best. I just don't know if the script was totally there to give them too much to work with, especially on the kill side. The dialogue and the plot was fine, and it was all right, and it was fine watching them talk, but when it came down to the kills, that was where it kind of flustered a little bit.
Exactly. I would completely agree with you.
What would be your top kill in this movie, Mindy?
I honestly really liked the opening. When he killed the one young lady in the beginning, in the very, 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 very beginning, before we ever knew what was going on, and hung her on a hook, and everybody thought she was a prop. To me, that was cool. And when I saw that, I thought, oh, well, I'm going to like this. You know? And then they just dropped it. So, what was your favorite?
I like the boyfriend a lot. I like the way he killed the boyfriend. Because I thought it was different, and I thought it was unique. Because you would think he might last a little bit, but he didn't. And he went off on his own to get her a stuffed animal. That was another part of the believable part. It was like he was trying to comfortable and, you know, so she has a fun time, and he goes to do that and he just gets fucked up, and it wasn't like the greatest, most violent kill, but he did get fucked up more than anybody else in the movie. So,
yeah, it was a little emotional.
Yeah.
I just liked the beginning because of the suspense.
Yeah, that had a lot more suspense to it, but this was more like it followed the plot pretty well.
Yeah.
With that kill, so I think that's why I enjoyed that one. No, but overall, I would probably give this three or maybe four roller coasters out of 10, because I can't give it too high of a rating because it really didn't do a whole lot for me. But it is something
yeah.
I don't mind watching, and I would watch it again.
For somebody that tried to watch it and has watched it about three times, I'm gonna go ahead and give it a three. And the only reason I'm doing this is because they get 1 point because they had some amazing actors. They get 2 points because they had some amazing dialogue.
Yes.
They get 3 points because the ending made me go, oh, fuck.
Yeah, the ending was really good. The ending was probably the best part of the movie when it's like, oh, this is a real dude. I like the way that ending played out. We do got to get
he's
that.
He's a Joe fun. Schmo with a kid.
Yeah, yeah. He's just a regular
like,
dude
Daddy.
That went out to do this. Yeah. That did make the movie better. That was a good ending.
Yeah.
But
I would definitely give it three points just because of that, because of all those put together.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, my friend, you wanted to do a horror-themed amusement park.
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun. Let's map out our own version of Hellfest. We don't necessarily – I mean, if we want to have things go wrong and people start killing, we can get into that too. But just if we were to, like, set up a theme park for people to come and enjoy like other people do. And we can use whatever licensed horror we got. And this we have a limited amount of money. So we can do with whatever we want. Well, how would your theme park look, Mindy?
All right, so I focused a lot on the rides, not really the atmosphere. I'll get into the atmosphere a little bit later because I really didn't focus that much in it. But I also focused more on the, like, holy shit, scary side than I did the kitty side, unfortunately, because I'm just a sick individual. But my first idea could actually be a little fun for the kids. There is no touching or anything, but I called it the ring around the rosy. And what that is merry-go-round that looks very decrepit. It looks like it's been on fire before. There's ashes everywhere. And you got some dead fake animals to ride on. There's some creepy actors on the ride, but there's absolutely no touching.
Okay, I can dig that.
So that's my first one, and I would say that's a little bit kid friendly. So my second one is going to have to be the Swamp Dump, which I would say. Like, if you were, like, in your teens and you didn't, like, you weren't scared about stuff, you probably could deal with this. But picture a dunk tank with some, like, swamp-dyed, like, green water. Like, not actually swamp water, but, like, the color that it would be.
Right.
And then you're going to throw not only some fake animals and whatnot, but there's some garter snakes in there because they're not going to hurt you. They're not going to bite you too hard. You're going to be fine. If anything, you're going to get a little tiny scar to show people. There you go. So no one will actually get hurt, but I also did add in the fact that I would like to put, like, some seaweed and moss and stuff like that in there to make it more like a swamp. So that's the Swamp Dump. The third one.
I love that. That's dope.
Thank you. I knew you were gonna like the Swamp Dump. Do you like my name?
Yeah, the names are great. I like the kitty ride too, but the Swamp Dump's the way to go. I'll fuck with that.
And then we have the Death Drop, which is kind of like, which you never been on because they stopped it, but it was kind of like the Terror of Terror. I don't know what, how to say it. Not the Terror of Terror. It was an elevator ride at Disney, and I can't remember the name. Tower of Terror. Thank you, baby. Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like this, but imagine a creepy elevator ride with just odd, creepy characters. They are allowed to touch you, but they're not allowed to really make it obvious. It's one of those things where they get you in the shoulder and you look the other way. They are allowed to sit among everyone and kind of blend in. But then everything in the elevator and starts to malfunction. The lights start to go. The music starts to go, and it starts to change into like a like vintage musical-like thing. Then the elevator drops a little bit, and then it stops, and everything comes back on. And you think it's okay, and then it drops again. So what do you think of that one?
I think that's dope.
Last but not least, I do have one more. Last but not least, there is nothing better in an amusement park than a haunted house.
Yes.
So my house is called, because everyone is up with escape rooms and whatnot, so my house is called Escape the House of Horrors. Basically, what this is, it's going to be a challenge. Be on the opposite side of the park. Kids won't be able to get to it. This is going to be the scariest attraction in the park. Extreme interaction. There will be chainsaws, hatchets, knives, scary stuff, scary dolls, possessed stuff, contortionists that can be possessed, all that good shit. They can also do whatever they want to you. They want to cut off your hair, they'll cut off your hair. So you do have to sign a waiver to enter. And actors are encouraged and told to scare the shit out of you. Because by you signing that waiver says, I'm taking this challenge. Because also, this house comes with a challenge. If you do happen to escape the House of Horrors, which takes about 2 hours, you will be rewarded with a $50 gift card for the souvenir shop.
That's fucking sweet. I love that.
And that is my amusement park. I have a feeling that we're probably going to end up getting an amusement park.
Yeah, we need to. I love all those. We need to make that ASAP. We need Mindy's Hellfest. What would you call it?
I did not come up with that just yet, but I think I'd probably call it like the Devil's Playground or something.
Oh, that's dope.
Just something
that'd be great.
Creepy.
Yeah. No, I think that's fucking awesome. I went in a couple different directions. I went more like I licensed and I like used like other properties. To really bring the atmosphere. I would call it the Summer Scream. I'd have it open from like summer to October. I mean, the name could use a little work, but the place itself I think could be fucking dope. I would have total recreation of Camp Crystal Lake, and that could be like a nice little like tour, and that could be a fun like atmosphere for people to go to. I'd have Leatherface's Chainsaw Ride, which you kind of, it's like a motorcycle, but you're riding on like a chainsaw. That's like a nice thrill ride roller coaster. I'd have.
Okay, so chainsaw roller coaster.
Yeah. Leatherface's Chainsaw okay. Whirl or whatever the fuck. And you get on that and it's like a thrill ride. I'd have my haunted house would actually be the Search for Chucky. And I would have it in a mental asylum. And you gotta kind of, and that's like a haunted house and shit's popping out, and you gotta find the doll at the end of it. and you're like walking through and shit's like popping out and you see like you know, beds are like flying in the air and shit and a bunch of crazy shit's going on and you see like patients and stuff and like a lobotomy going, like some crazy shit, and then you get to the end and you see Chucky and then he gives like a big monologue or something over the speakers. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be.
I had an idea for an elevator ride too. And I think it'd be dope. I don't know if any park ever would have the budget for this, but it should be like a little recreation of like that scene in Cabin of the Woods where you get in the elevator and you kind of like go to like side to side and you see like some crazy cool shit, like a killer dolphin or something, or like a Michael Myers. I thought that'd be cool as fuck. I don't know if we'd ever have the money to pull it off, but in a perfect world where we did. You like go side to side of the elevator and you see all the crazy shit from a window. I mean, there'd be a lot
of
make that work too, but.
I think honestly, with a lot of work and a lot of encouragement from you fine people, I think we could actually pull this off.
Yeah, I think we got to.
We have some really good ideas.
Shit. Yeah, we could have a good theme park going. Yeah, so I think that's what I would do, something like that, and incorporate a lot of in the atmosphere and have like a lot of fog going on and, you know, just make it scary. But yeah, those are my ideas. I think we should put that together and make a theme park, Mindy.
I think we should.
But,
I mean, we're
going
to have to run background checks on everybody.
Yeah, we can't let a health fest situation go down.
I will have to say, guys, the funniest line from this movie has to be they go up to a cop and they try and tell him what's going on, and the cop goes, wait a minute, you want me to arrest somebody because they scared you? You do know where your kids are, right?
Yeah.
I can't arrest somebody for scaring you when their job is to scare you.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny.
Yeah, exactly. That was the best line of the movie. It's like, it's their fucking job, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, like, I can't shut down the park for them doing their job.
Yeah. I think that was the best part.
Yeah.
That was a good commentary on the whole situation. But yeah, absolutely. This was a lot of fun. It was fun developing our own, and it was fun talking about the movie. Do you have an idea for next week, Mindy?
I actually really do. I want to do a movie called Bad Match, and it's a little bit more of a commentary, like satire on what would happen if you swiped on the wrong individual, and also what would happen if you broke, but you broke in the wrong way on the wrong person. And then also we could do a thing about how deadly Tinder and those leaving.
Yeah, I'm totally down. I think that's a great idea. Let's do it.
All right, if you guys want to go ahead and follow along, Bad Match is on Tubi. It is free. So go ahead and check that out. I'm not going to lie, not the best writing. I will have to say the actors are pretty good. They do their job. But it is a fucking hell of an ending.
Yeah.
Go ahead and check that out.
Absolutely.
And
we will see everybody next week. Have a scary
week. All right, guys. Hootie hoo.
Hit them with it. Hootie hoo. And this is a lot of fun.
And make sure to check out all our sites.
Yes,
Daniel. It was a lot of fun.
We will see everybody next week.
All right, guys. Stay scary. Bye.